This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning to everybody. It's Donna here from Motuoru Development. I hope all is well for you all and you are enjoying your time, day, whatever you're up to today. It's the school holidays at the moment while I'm recording this. I'm not sure if it will be when you hear it. But I was wondering what to talk about, and I thought, well, I'm going to talk about a passion or a hobby that I have. And one of the reasons I'm going to talk about this is because there is so much, there is so much a need for people to have a hobby. We tend to think of it as very selfish, but it's really part of us. So we talk about the eight areas of human existence, which are eight areas that kind of make up the whole pie for us. So there are these are the areas. So the first one is intimacy. So that would be your immediate relationship. Then there's family. Then there's friends. Then there is work, paid and unpaid. Then there is spirituality. Now, that's not necessarily religion. That is how you take care of your wairua, how you take care of your spirit, your soul, your being. Then there's knowledge, how you take care of your brain and stimulate your brain. Then there is physical, how you take care of your body. And then there is, hobbies, which is what blows your hair back. So that's kind of, you know, what I'm going to talk about today is part of that pie and how important it is to have a hobby so that you can gain some passion in that area. And that sort of equals out some of your pie. It gives you balance, you know, work-life balance. It wasn't necessarily what I was going to talk about today, but it is part of it. So welcome. That's what we're going to be talking about, is one of my passions. That is one of my hobbies. I'm hoping it's going to be of interest for you. And excuse me, I'm going to have a little cough because, excuse me, by golly, I've been unwell with this terrible flu. 6 weeks, my partner and I have been really unwell. And I've recovered. I feel okay. Fair to middling, I think is what I'd say I feel. But every now and then, if I talk quite a bit, I get this little dry cough. So please forgive me for that. I will turn my head away from the microphone, but unfortunately they come at any which time. Now I'm on my own today, so it is just me, and I hope you enjoy the show. So my passion that I'm going to talk about today has a lot of relevance in what's happening in the world today. So I have always had a passion for the environment, how to take care of our environment and how to, tread gently on our planet. So that's kind of where I base my passion. But it also comes from I was on the bones of my bum for a long time. I had two children. I was a single mum. I studied. I worked part-time. And so I was always, you know, struggling for money. So I, it was a passion then, but it was also a necessity. And so I brought it in for around that. And then the third part of my passion reason is because I hate preservatives and additives. I really detest buying something and then not being able to, it sounds like a prescription on the ingredients list. So one of my passions is making things from scratch at home, and things like gravy mix, and I'm going to go through quite a few of them over this show of some of the things that I make at home. I'm not going to give you the exact recipes because that wouldn't be fair or reasonable, but I'm just going to tell you a little bit about some of the ingredients and why I make them and what I find the benefits and not benefits, if there are any. And so, as I said, my passion has three sort of value systems under it. The first one is saving money, the second one is saving our planet and our environment, and the third one is not eating or using as many preservatives and adds and colourings and chemicals that I don't know what they are in my food and cleaning products and facial products, etc. So those are kind of the three areas why I started using things from scratch. I always have, and I'm not a purist. I do still use shop-bought products, and my partner is not as, and I wouldn't say I was extreme, but he doesn't lean so far as I do. So there are, you know, a lot of things in the house that he prefers that are shop-bought. So I'm not a purist, and I don't sort of point the finger, but I do enjoy it myself. It has become quite a passion and a hobby of mine. And I kind of feel like our world is starting to recognise the importance of it as well. So I think people are starting to really enjoy you know, saving money and not damaging our planet, and using cleaner product as well. So that's what my show is going to be about. I hope you look forward to it. I'm going to pop on a piece of music now, so that you can go and get a pen and a pencil if you want, so you can take some notes. If you are more interested in this and want to know a little bit more, you're welcome to get hold of me. My name is Donna, and I work or own Motu Ōrau Development, which is a social service at the Wairarapa Community Centre in 41 Perry Street. So if you want to pop in, my phone number is 027 436 7544. So I'll repeat those at the end of the show, but hopefully you'll enjoy it. So we're going to have a song so that you can go and put the jug on, make a cup of tea, get a pen and pencil if you want, and I can get myself sorted. So enjoy. She says. Here we go. It's one of my favourites, actually. She's a very good Kiwi artist. Lord.
In the movie. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be
royals.
Royals. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Be royals. It's the one in our blood. That
Oh, she's a fantastic artist. I do like that song. So it's Donna here again from Motuwaru Development, and I, as I said, we were going to, are going to be talking about one of my passions, which is cooking and creating and using product from scratch. So that includes beauty products, cooking products, cleaning products, and probably more. So it started many years ago when I was a single parent and struggling and wanted to take care of my skin but couldn't afford expensive products. So I started making my own cleaners, scrubs and toners, etc. So one of my facial scrubs that I really like is made with ground coffee, honey and oil, like an argan oil I like, but you can use a clean, clear oil, and I squeeze vitamin E tablets into it. Now, it's very, very good, although I'd have to say, so the positives are that it's cleansing, it removes grub and grime, it's quite an exfoliant, it's literally free. Well, I do use good honey, but I couldn't afford good honey then. I do now. I just used to use ordinary honey that was in my cupboard. So it's, you know, cost-effective. And you don't have any rubbish at the end of it because you're using your own, you know, you can put it in a jar. Or I prefer not to have glass in my bathroom because I am legally blind and glass can get broken. So, you know, I use a pottle for it. So that I have really enjoyed and used for many, many years. It can be quite harsh on your skin. So if you have really gentle skin, or sometimes, you know, if your skin's got sensitive or you've had sunburn or winter, you know, skin can be quite dry, and you can, instead of using ground coffee, you can use porridge, rolled oats. And that can be a lot less astringent and hard on your skin. You could use raw sugar as another one. I have used raw sugar before, and that's reasonably good as well. But I personally like the coffee grounds. So when I make a coffee, what are they called with when you push the flask down with the ground coffee? And I have leftovers, I just keep some of it, I dry it out, I put it out on a handy towel, dry it out, and I pop it in a container in the fridge, and it just stays there. And each time I need some moisturiser, scrub, I just make it up. So that is my cleansing face scrub. For many, many years, I used Vaseline as my moisturiser. I now have discovered about the petroleum, etc., so I don't anymore. But I was reasonably naive when I was younger about certain things, but it was fine. It was nice and clean, well, I thought. So I used that, but I do like argan oil or an oil for my moisturiser. I find that's much easier. You can buy it in bigger containers, and it lasts a long time and is very, very effective and efficient. So that's the moisturiser. You can make your own toner, and I'm a bit lazy on it. I don't use toner very often, but you can make your own, which with witch hazel and, oh gosh, it's been a while since I've made it, so I can't even remember what the other products are in it. But anyway, you can make your own. I do have the recipe at home, but I am a bit lazy on toners. I don't, as long as my face is clean and I've got some moisturiser, I'm quite happy with that. So that's those. Now, I do use, and I don't make these, I buy them, shampoo bars. So, and this is more around not having rubbish. I really try hard in the bathroom. I started with one room at a time. You know, you can't sort of do this all at once, and it's taken me a long time to get where I am. I chose my bathroom, and I thought, right, I'll just one by one, I'll start replacing things with things that are much more biodegradable, and not so much rubbish, and also not so many chemicals. So for shampoo, I use a shampoo bar. You can get an expensive one from the chemist if you want, but you can also get some wonderful stuff, which is made out of goat's milk at Binin, and I really like that. So it's just a matter of looking around and finding a shampoo bar that you like. You can make those. I also use handmade soap. I have made soap before, but it's been sort of packeted soap. I haven't got into the formal sort of, you know, proper soaps that are made with lye soap and etc. I buy those. I have I know a woman down in Wellington. She is a local from here, but she's got a business, and it is very environmentally free, with no rubbish, and everything's packaged in cardboard and paper. Pardon me. And I buy her soap, which is just beautiful, and it's pure. There's no preservatives, no colouring, no, if it's got coconut in it, it's coconut. It's not a made product from anywhere. So that's kind of the soap and the shampoo and my cleanser. I did save up and buy my partner a steel razor. It took him a while to learn to use it because they're very sharp. You know the old ones where you have a little blade that you put in them, you turn the top and you put the new blade in, and then you turn it again. Super, 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 super sharp, but they last the razor itself will last forever, and the blades last a long, long, long time, whereas we were using Bic razors, you know, and they just go in the rubbish and go down animals' throats and all sorts in the sea, which just devastates me. But I did have to say for that, it was a little bit of an investment, but it's a saving in the long run because I don't have to buy razors now. Don't even have to think about them. So the next one was to save for an epilady for me for shaving my legs. Sorry, guys. So I don't use razors for that. I have an epilady, and again, I don't have rubbish. I don't have to think about buying anything. It's just one unit that's going to last me, and I take care of it. Lasts a long, long time. What else in the bathroom? I've tried all sorts of different products for cleaning. I particularly liked Norwex, and that was a natural product. It is expensive, but it's very, very good, and it's very efficient on how much you use. So I do quite like that. I have made my own at times with all sorts of things, grated sunlight soap and white vinegar is very, very good. So that's actually what I'm using at the moment, is white vinegar. I dehydrate orange peels or mandarin or lemon peels, whatever I've got. I just put them on the fire, on the top of the fire, when I've finished having an orange or a mandarin, dry the skin out. You can use them not dried, but it's just habit, I don't know why. So I dry out the mandarin skins and just keep them in a jar, and when I need a new cleaning product, I put some skins in my spray bottle, which I brought from Uncle Bill's, and some tea tree, drops of tea tree oil, which is optional. You don't have to do that. It's also optional to put in it. I mean, your orange will smell nice anyway, and lemon smells lovely as well. So that's optional, whether you want to put some sort of essence in it, and a vinegar, white vinegar, and that's it. And it's the best cleaning product I think I've used over the years. I've certainly tried all sorts. It's a, you know, a home product, so that's my basic cleaning product. What else? I do use for my dishwasher. I just use bought stuff. I haven't quite got to using natural stuff in my dishwasher, but my kitchen, you know, it's a work in progress, and I don't berate myself that I'm not doing it all. You've got to start with something, and I've done very well over the years to get to where I am. You know, the thing is to pick one thing and just consider it. The other big move I made in the kitchen, which was quite a big move, although it hasn't impacted us as much as I thought it would be, is I removed my rubbish tin. We don't have a rubbish tin in the house because I firmly believe that each piece of rubbish needs to be considered. So, you know, you pick up, you use something and you have a piece of rubbish left over. You need to consider what you're going to do with that. If you've got a rubbish tin, it's just too easy just to throw it in the rubbish tin and not have to think about it. But if you don't have a rubbish tin, you've got to think, well, is this recyclable? Is this burnable? Is this general rubbish? You know, is it general rubbish? And that's my last go-to. Is it reusable? It's all those R's, reusable, recyclable, replaceable, all of those R words. So go through all those in your head. And it gets, you know, for the first little while, it's not hard work, but you do have to think. And then after a while, it just becomes second nature. And, you know, we don't even miss the rubbish tin now. You don't have to empty the rubbish tin. An awful job that we all hate. But we do have a good lot of recycling. We do reuse a lot of stuff. But the more you get into this journey, the less rubbish you have because you just don't have it. I have a very good and very big veggie garden with four compost bins. So we have a fire, and so I often burn rubbish, but never plastic, just cardboard and paper. And all of that goes into my compost. And then some paper and cardboard goes into my compost hole. And then some gets reused, and then some gets recycled. So that was a big move. I'm just trying to think what else. We don't have a rubbish tin. I want to talk about my pantry, but I'm going to talk about that in one chunk because I'm so proud of my pantry. And I've worked quite hard, particularly of recent, to get it back to how it was before. It kind of deteriorated for reasons. So beauty products I've talked about. Cleaning products. I did have a toilet cleaner that I made myself out of caustic soda and Epsom salts. I've still got all the stuff to make it again. I've just got a wee bit lazy on it. As I say, sometimes the habit, you've got to just make yourself do the habit. And the irony is, it's actually easier to go to my cupboard and pick out the salts and make up a mix to have sitting in the toilet than it is to go all the way to the supermarket, buy something that is full of chemicals and dyes and colours, and we're on septics. It probably damages our septics. But sometimes you just do it. So we'll get back into the toilet cleaner. That's one of my missions again soon. As I say, I've been crook with this flu for 6 weeks, so it's kind of set me back a bit. And, I just don't berate myself when I fall back into some older ways again. Of course, there's things like gifts and, you get gifts or somebody says, oh, I don't like this and do you want it? And free is also a good, a good one. I get the black box, which is a sampler. It's a company in New Zealand that sends out samples all around the country. You sign up and you pay a little bit of money and you get free samples. And of course, that does involve things that I sometimes wouldn't use, but it also involves things that I do use a lot. Yeah. So I have made toothpaste. Didn't like it. It wasn't so great. I've got a friend who uses her own toothpaste and has for years, so I could try again. But again, I haven't really done that yet. I have an electric toothbrush, so I don't have to replace the whole toothbrush all the time. I just have the little bit at the end to replace. I haven't quite found a purpose for those yet, so if I do, they will be used for that. Yeah, so that's kind of beauty and home. Let's have another song, and then what I might do is talk about maybe my veggie garden and my chooks and things like that. And then after that, I will jump into talking about my pantry, which is probably my biggest passion at the moment. So let's see if I can get a song going here and see how we go. Good luck, it may well be the same song. No, it's not, it's Adele. Enjoy.
Stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I'll think I'll remember. Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
yet again another beautiful, beautiful song. So, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you're enjoying my show. It's Donna here from Motuwaru Development, and today we're talking about three values that I have around saving money and saving our planet, and also not using as much preservatives and colours in my products. And so this has led me to long-time passion, which many years. I mean, I'm now 60 mumble years old, and I started this in my mid-20s, mid-20s. So it is it's a journey, and I'm not suggesting that you go out and start straight away, but you can just do one thing at a time. Just pick one thing and think, right, today I'm going to look at my drinks that I give my kids, my hot Milo drinks, and have a look at them. First, you know, consider the packaging. Is it reusable? Is it environmental? And then read the ingredients and say, are they, you know, do you want to put those things in your children, your grandchildren's bodies? Are they pure? And if that is a value of yours that you feel you want to follow through with, then have a look and see, well, what can I change? What are the things that I could do differently? So one of the things I do is I buy in bulk. Now, this can actually be quite challenging if you are struggling financially. And what I have done in the past is I have gone and put in with friends. So I get a group of like-minded friends, and we'll all buy bulk food and divide it up. And that's been a really useful way to do it, saving and just saving up for one item at a time is another way of doing it. There are lots of, you know, there's lots of opportunities to be able to do it. And if you really start getting a passion, and you actually start getting a bit of a buzz from it, you start really enjoying it and thinking, yeah, I'm really enjoying doing this. This makes me feel good, you know. And some people sort of take the mickey, and I think, well, that's their problem. I don't really care. And, you know, some people are critical and say, oh, it does this and it does that and it's expensive and, you know, there's always rights and wrongs with everything. So going back to the hot drinks, the hot chocolate drinks, that was one thing that I thought, well, that's something I can do something about. I love those fancy coffees you get in the little packets, you know, in the long packets, sort of sweet caramel latte, macchiato, you know, brown, whatever. They're all just yummy, yummy ones. And that, you know, if you read those, they're just so full of all sorts of things. They put things in to keep it, the powder all powdery. They put things in to preserve it so that it lasts longer. They put things in it to make it brown so that you know that it's a coffee colour, and all of these different things in it, and also things to make you sort of get a little addicted, like lots of sugar, lots of salt. And then, of course, the packaging is, you know, those plastic, well, they're not even plastic, they're sort of that sort of tin foily and foil sort of packets. They're not recyclable, they're just purely rubbish. They end up in the rubbish, and you know, they'll stay on the planet for years and years and years and years, and they just fill up our land. Anyway, the subject's not about that today. That's another sort of area I could probably talk for hours on. So I thought, right, well, I'm going to make some homemade chocolate mixes, or chocolate coffee mixes, so that I really enjoy them and I can offer them to friends. And so I Googled, YouTube's amazing, Auntie Google's amazing, and I found some recipes and I had a real play with them. Some of them I didn't like, some were too chocolatey, some were too cinnamony, some were, some of them I just didn't like, some were too expensive, you know, a lot have Americanized products in it that we just don't have over here. So I used my noggin and I just sort of played around until I found a mix that I really liked. And so now I've got three jars of coffees. No, two are not coffees. Two are hot chocolates and one is a coffee and chocolate mix. So, you know, you can change them around all the time. I think I do tend to do things in bulk and then regret that, but I give away. My family, you know, do benefit from it as well. So, because it's only me that drinks this at home. My partner doesn't drink anything like this. And so with the combination of milk powder, which makes it super creamy, cocoa, icing sugar, which is the sweetener part, and I put decaf coffee in, and I've done different ones. I did a vanilla one because I had a vanilla pod left over, and they're quite expensive, so you want to make sure you use those. So I cut one of those open and put the seeds in the pod in the Milo mix, and so that's infusing with vanilla. I did chili and mint. So I got some mint leaves from the garden and dehydrated those and pound them up in my grandson did actually, pound them up in a pestle and mortar and some little chili flakes, and that's quite nice. I like that one. And a cinnamon one, and it does need more cinnamon. I actually had one last night and I thought, I just can't quite get the cinnamon, so I'm going to sort of give that a little bit of a zhuzh. So I really enjoyed making those. The next thing I want to do is, because we live rurally, it's not that easy just to run into the supermarket. And to be quite honest, when you do run into the supermarket to get one thing, you usually walk out with $40 worth of stuff. So, you know, that's one thing that I find. I don't go to the supermarket very rarely. I probably go to the supermarket. Well, I think Stuart does our shopping and he probably goes monthly. But I would go every 3 months to the supermarket, and I try and do online shopping so that I don't even look at what other products are around. So the next thing I want to do is dehydrate those mini marshmallows so that I've got a pile of them in long-term store so that I can just pick out a few and put them in my hot chocolate. I thought that might be quite good. I don't want to go to the supermarket just to get those, but next time I'm in there or next time I've tried looking on online, can't find them. So I hope you can still buy them. I'm pretty sure you can. So that's my next mission for those, is to dehydrate some mini marshmallows. But you can add things like chocolate chips and crushed up candy bars. You know, like at Christmas you get those peppermint canes and you always end up with about 10 left over. Crush those up and put them in your Milo mixes, or don't put them in because they'll make it moist, but sit them beside it in a jar and you can add those to your coffees and that, and yeah, that's beautiful. So that's the hot chocolate ones. I was going to talk about my veggie garden in this part of the show, wasn't I? So I've got a big veggie garden. I used to have a big veggie garden, and then I shifted somewhere where I couldn't have one because we had peacocks and veggie gardens just don't go down well. So I sort of gave up on the veggie garden for a long time, and then we built, and so we had to wait till we could afford to put a new veggie garden in. So I've now got a raised veggie garden, so that'll be great when I get older and don't want to lean over. So I've got 8 veggie gardens, 8 raised gardens. I've got a berry garden, and I've got herbs and spices, I grow the usual things like broccoli does very well where we are, and we love broccoli, so that's excellent. Cabbage does quite well where we are. Collie does quite well where we are. Silver beet's terrible, and I like silver beet, so I'm going to keep trying with that one. Carrots and parsnips. The key with anything like that, and even with when I talk about my pantry goods and stuff and your beauty products, don't go making things you never use. Don't plant things in the garden that you'd never normally eat, because it's a waste. I mean, I love having a play. I might buy, a friend of mine gave me a black capsicum last year and I tried that. I'll have a play. But I won't think, gosh, I'll try black capsicums and buy 6 plants and then end up wasting them because they're awful. Sorry, guys, if you like those, good luck to you. But they were horrible. But it was a novelty to try out. But, you know, don't – it's like anything. If you want to freeze things or store things or dehydrate, make sure it's the things that you would use and that you like, because otherwise you're just wasting your time. If you want a few things that are – unique, unusual things, and I certainly have in my pantry, like, for example, I love laksa, And I have never quite worked out how to make Laksa powder or a Laksa sort of mix. I mean, I can get recipes, I just haven't done it. So I've got, you know, tinned Laksa sauce, you know, sort of novelty things that I have brought from the supermarket, because otherwise it's just a waste and they don't, you know, the reality is when you are making these products, they do need taken care of. They haven't got the preservatives in them, so, you have to use them within a certain time or store them particularly well, whether it be... I've just brought a Stuart and I are quite excited about it, really, having a play with it, one of those food savers. So they, you know, suck all the air out of your bags and seal them so that your food is sealed and airtight. We're like little kids with a new toy. So, yeah, I like that. And we can reuse the bags. It's got clip top bags that have got a valve on it, so you can suck the air out of a clip top bag and then you wash the clip top bag. So, that's my new toy at the moment, which we're playing with. Great fun. But again, if you are doing things like that, make sure it is things that you will use. I have in the past, my hobby has made me do all sorts of things that I would probably never, ever, ever eat or use in the real world. And they sit there forever. You can give them away. People go, oh, nice, thank you. Thank you, what the heck to use it for? Because, you know, a lot of people don't have that like mind, don't understand when you give them a jar of a white powder and say, oh, look, it's a homemade gravy. You know, it's a gravy mix. It's a present. or how many jars of bath salts do we all have, you know, that have been given to us and gifted to us. Anyway, so that's that hot chocolate one. So I'm looking through my recipes because I've really tried hard to keep a good recipe list now, and I just thought I'd read some of the ones out that I make. Now, taco seasoning I don't make regularly because my partner doesn't like spice, but I do. So I do make it occasionally. So taco seasoning is really great in mince when you want to have like burritos or wraps with salad and a taco mince and sour cream. Yum, yum, yum. So I don't make that one a lot, but I do have the recipe for that. I probably should make one up again, actually, because my kids are older now. I'm wanting to, you know, grandkids and that like those sorts of things. So. What's next? Oh, two-minute noodles, homemade two-minute noodles. Now, I started making these, four or five years ago. Might have even been a bit longer than that. And I just love these. These are so handy. Two-minute noodles are such a handy thing, but they are full of salt and it's a plastic bag. And, you know, I use them. I've got them in the cupboard. But I do make my own as well to use, and so it's so easy. I've just started a new thing. I haven't tried it yet, so it'll be interesting to see. I cooked a whole lot of rice the other day, and when I do that, I cook the whole bag and I freeze a few bags. I made a humongous wok of stir-fry rice, and I made up some for my lunches and a big bag to give to my daughter because she's got, you know, they work hard and they've got four kids at home. Three kids at home and a fourth daughter that's expecting to spend some time there and her husband. So I will hand that on to them. But what I also did is I, for the first time, and I do dehydrate things, but I dehydrated cooked rice. So I figured that would be quite good in homemade two-minute, well, not noodles, but homemade two-minute rice. So normally I use vermicelli, and some onion powder and garlic powder and other little flavourings and some dehydrated veggies, particularly like mint peas that I've dehydrated. They're so yummy in there. They give you a little sort of, ooh, of mint. So that's new, trying out the rice one. But, yeah, normally I make those with vermicelli and bits and pieces. You know, for example, I'll grate a whole lot of carrot and dehydrate that, or... frozen veggies is a great one, you know, dehydrate those because they I know they're not cooked, but they're pretty cooked. So by the time you add boiling water and leave them to sit for 2 minutes, they're so yummy. Yeah, no. So homemade 2 minute noodles, very good. So I do those quite regularly, and I like those. Chicken soup mix. Now, I haven't actually used this yet, I have to be honest. Recently, I should say. I have used it, obviously, but I usually make a meal called Casey Ming, which is mince and cabbage and noodles, and I put chicken soup mix in that. So I haven't made that for such a long time, actually. So that hasn't been used for a while, but it is there in my pantry, homemade chicken soup mix. What else? Let me see. I'm just going through my recipes. Oh, cream of soups. Now, I don't use those at all. So I've got the recipe. I thought to myself, oh, that'll be handy. But then I thought, well, have I ever bought a tin of cream of soup? No. So why would I make some? Because it's just not going to get used. Let's see. Dressing season mixes. Now, I haven't made those or used them. I've just got the recipe. So one day, if I ever feel, I will make them. Alfredo. So I've made Alfredo sauce mix, a dried one. So if I ever want to make Alfredo pasta, I've got that. I did make it. I wasn't over fussed on it. It needed something, but I, to be honest, haven't had the time to find out what it needs. So I do need to make it again and just have a real good taste test to see what it needs. I think it needs some more sort of parsley and chives, which I dehydrate. So it just needed a lift of some sort. Or chili maybe. It just needed something, a lift. So Alfredo mix. So if you like Alfredo pasta, you can make an Alfredo mix yourself very easily. It's just a matter of throwing, 12 ingredients, spices and herbs, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder. Just about everything has garlic powder and onion powder in it. And if you read any packet, pick up any packet in the supermarket of anything, 9 times out of 10, they've got garlic powder and onion powder in them. So those are things I buy in big bulk. God bless Moore Wilson's, they do those in bulk. And they're super, super fresh because they're selling them to supermarkets. Not supermarkets, restaurants. So they go, they get used regularly and they keep moving them through. Whereas I do tend to find supermarkets, herbs and spices, although they're in smaller packets, they're not as fresh because they just sit, people don't buy garam masala. How many of us buy? I mean, I buy garam masala because I make dal. But people don't buy it. So when you do buy it, it's not that fresh. Right, so what else have we got here? We have, scalloped potatoes. Now, I haven't used this yet. This was a recipe, and I thought, whoa, that sounds nice. So I've just made up this powder. It's a glass jar. I keep, we get our coffee in glass jars, so I keep my coffee jars. And I've got rows of coffee jars in my pantry of all of this stuff. So scalloped potatoes is one. I should really try that. I haven't tried it yet. As I said, we've been unwell. But that was a fairly new recipe that I thought, oh, that sounds nice. I'll give that a try. And how easy, just throw this. All I have to do is throw the I can use water because it's got milk powder in it. But if I use milk, it makes it really, really creamy because it's got milk powder and milk. It makes it super creamy. But everything else is in there. I don't have to get packets out. I don't have to make mess. I don't have to put packets away. I just get out the amount of powder I want and put the wet to it and add the spuds and bake. I might let you know how that is when I give it a try. So that's the Alfredo. I probably should just be thinking in my head about what's in my pantry rather than looking through. Homemade pancake mix. Haven't made that for a little while, but I've done that for the grandkids. That bottle of homemade bought pancake mix that you get at the supermarket and you just add milk into the bottle and shake it and make pancakes. Kids love doing those. Make your own. It's a quarter of the price if you've got the ingredients. And this is where it has taken me a while to fill my pantry. You have to be kind on yourself with that one. And just, as I keep saying, one thing at a time. Cornbread and muffin mix. I made those. I used to make cornbread a lot, and I love it. And I made this cornbread muffin mix didn't like the muffins. There was something not quite right. And again, that's one of those things that I have to make it again and just work out what it is that's missing. So there's something lacking in that. I suspect it needs more flour because it had too much. It was too crumbly and too cornmeal-y. but I do love the flavour of cornmeal, so I'm looking forward to those. Homemade muffin mix, so just a simple chocolate muffin mix. I've got that sitting there, and so I can just quickly make up some muffins. You can actually still use that for making brownie mix. So you just put, instead of just one egg and a little bit of butter and milk in it, you triple it, so put three eggs. Brownies just have a lot of eggs, a lot of milk, a lot of butter in them. So you can make brownies with that mix as well. That's a really handy mix to have. Rice risotto. Now, I love this. Love, love, love this. I made this about a year ago because I love rice risotto, but my partner hates rice. So I used to buy rice risotto to make it work for my lunch, which is quite expensive, those packets now. They used to be super cheap, and they're really dear now. Can't remember how much, but I know they're dear. So I made my own homemade rice risotto, and it was so easy. It was just orzo and rice and flavourings and chicken stock and onion powder and garlic powder again. And when I make it, and a thickening agent in it, so I used corn flour, but you could use arrowroot. When I make it, I have dehydrated little cherry tomatoes and mushrooms and carrots. And I just throw a little, pinch of each in, and that zuzzes it up with a bit of flavour, and you throw a bit of parsley in there, and it's bish, bang, boom, there's your meal. It's just beautiful. It's got some veggies in it. You could put meat in it if you wanted, chorizo or anything you like. As I say, my partner won't eat it, so it's one of those ones when he goes out for the night, goes to a mate's to watch the rugby or something, it's like, the homemade rice risotto. So, but that is, I highly recommend that one. I really do like that a lot. The brownie mix, which I've talked about, Anzac biscuits. My Anzac biscuit mix, as I say, that's a work in progress too, because it just goes a little flat and spreads too fast. So I think it needs a bit more flour. So again, one of those ones that I need to play with, but just haven't done that yet. What else is there? Oh, there's ones here that I've never made, but I just keep the recipe just in case one day I think, I can make that. Now, gravy mix. I've really enjoyed my own homemade gravy. Really enjoyed it. We have a lot of gravy. Almost every second meal we have has a gravy on it. As I say, we're farmers, and you just like your meat, your veg, and gravy. So those packets annoy me because it's rubbish and it's not recyclable, the gravy packets. So I used to buy the Bisto boxes, but my partner hates those. so I made my own, and I love it. It tastes amazing. It tastes just like gravy mix, but it's not got colour. It's it looks like paste. And so Stuart doesn't particularly like it. If you can get past the colour, you could put Marmite in it, or Worcester sauce, or as my daughter says, Worcester sauce. You could put that in it to add some colouring if you really want. And I don't care about the colour. To me, it's more important that it tastes good and it's healthy. There's no preservatives, there's no additives, there's no colourings in it. There's nothing that looks like a pharmaceutical product. It's just, garlic powder, onion flakes. Yeah, I put onion flakes in mine, so mine's as a chicken onion soup, chicken onion gravy mix. You could use beef stock. I used chicken stock, powder. I might try a beef one day. I haven't got any beef stock at the moment, but I could do that. All it was, easy peasy. When we go to make a gravy, I just get it out and I add 3 teaspoons to a cup of water and give it a simmer on the oven, and it's done. Stuart still buys his packet stuff, and that, again, you've kind of got to be kind to people who don't lean as far as others in this journey, but he respects my journey, which is good. But I highly recommend instant gravy. is another one that I find really, really good. These next ones are dump and go meals. So that's another area. How are we doing for time? Oh, I have to stop. Oh my gosh, I'm that busy talking. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that. I've really enjoyed it, telling you my journey along the way. You know, just start one thing at a time and build up. Go, you know, get a group of girlfriends together or friends together and all put in $20 each or something and go to Moore Wilson's or Binnin and buy some bulk and have a play. Well, you know, what are you going to lose? Nothing. If it's not salty enough, just put a bit more salt. If it's not thick enough, put a bit more corn flour in it. The world is your oyster. It's your choice. So, hope you've enjoyed that. It's been a great little show. It's Donna here from Motuaru Development. Again, my phone number, 027-436-7544. And my office is based at 41 Perry Street. Or you could check my website out, Motuaru Development Services, MOTUORU. And I look forward to the next show. Bye for now.